Has this ever happened to you? Suppose you're doing a consultation with a 13-year-old female and her mother. This young girl has a class 1 malocclusion with very crowded teeth. Her treatment will involve non-extraction therapy with arch expansion and alignment. It shouldn't be an extremely difficult case. But here's the problem. This young girl is not at all excited about orthodontics. She really doesn't want to wear braces on her teeth. How do you motivate your patients in that situation? How do you energize them so they'll accept orthodontics? Is it important to energize a patient before beginning orthodontic treatment? Will their energy level have any effect on their perception of the outcome of the treatment? And finally, will the parent's appreciation of what's been done for their child be affected by the energy level of that patient? All orthodontists have gone through these scenarios, but the answers to these questions would be of great importance to any practicing clinician. So when I found an article that dealt with these subjects, I thought it would be very worthwhile for us to review. The title of the article is Adolescent Patients' Treatment Motivation and Satisfaction with Orthodontic Treatment. This study appeared in the September 2009 issue of The Angle Orthodontist and was co-authored by Lauren Anderson and Marita Engelhardt from the Department of Orthodontics at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. The purpose of their study was to determine whether an adolescent's satisfaction with orthodontic treatment outcome is in any way correlated with the degree to which that adolescent patient was energized before the treatment began, and whether the parent's assessment of the child's pre-treatment motivation correlated with the post-treatment satisfaction of both parent and child. Now, I know this sounds a bit confusing, but let me explain what these researchers did. In order to determine the answers to these questions, the authors gathered information on a group of 75 patients who had had treatment performed in the orthodontic department at the University of Michigan. All of these individuals had their orthodontic treatment completed prior to the age of 21. These subjects were sent a questionnaire. This questionnaire was specifically constructed by a behavioral psychologist so that the responses could elicit information about the pretreatment energy level of the patients, as well as the parents' appreciation of their child's satisfaction with treatment. Let me give you an example. Four of the questions were designed to measure the energy component of each of the patients. Three of the questions measured how much the patient focused on post-treatment aesthetics. Five of the items on the questionnaire evaluated the focus of the individual patient on post-treatment function. The parent portion of the questionnaire focused on three aspects. One was whether or not their child had been motivated prior to the beginning of treatment. The second evaluated the parent's perception of their child's energizing at the beginning of treatment. And finally, the last part of the questionnaire determined the parent's perception of their child's focus on their teeth. Now again, I know this sounds a bit confusing, but let me explain the results of this study as clearly and succinctly as I can. Basically, the results of this study suggest that communicating with patients before treatment about the potential for improvement in aesthetics energizes the young patient prior to orthodontics. This allows them to focus on the aesthetic outcome during treatment. This study clearly shows that those individuals who are energized in this way at the beginning of the treatment were the most satisfied with the treatment outcome. In addition, those children that were energized prior to treatment and focused on the aesthetic outcome had parents who were the most appreciative of the outcome. So basically, this study documents that the more energized and focused the patients are prior to treatment, the more satisfied they are with the treatment outcomes, and that the focus of most patients is on aesthetics and clearly not on occlusal function. So let's go back to the consultation with your 13-year-old female and her mother. This child is not happy about having orthodontic appliances. She's not energized. What would you do to overcome this situation? Based upon the results of this study, the best thing you can do is to try to energize this child by having her focus on how aesthetically pleasing her teeth will eventually look at the end of orthodontics. If you can accomplish this, then the child will focus on that thought, and perhaps that will help make the treatment more pleasurable for the patient, but will also make the patient and parent more satisfied with the end result. If you'd like to review this study, you can find it in the September 2009 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.